But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is Nicole. Join me on this adventure as we go from glory to glory.
Thank you so much for joining me again today. Well, today's class is going to be a very special one. I have to say that generally I have an outline of what the classes are going to be, and then I just sit with the Lord on them and find out what order and how He wants me to teach the classes. And when I went to Him to talk about what I thought was going to be the next class, He basically said, no, that's not what I want you to teach on. And so what I'm going to teach on today is what the Lord says He wants us to learn right now. So I'm not the one running these classes, He is. I'm just getting the instruction and giving it to you as I get it. So today's topic is the mediator. He wants me to teach you about Christ as the mediator. And so this tells me that there is going to be something very important here for all of us to hear and meditate on and get a greater understanding of who He is. So before I start, let me just go ahead and pray so we can dive right into this. It's going to be a lot of scriptures and a lot of information to process. So you might want to take some time after to go through the scriptures yourself and just hear what the Lord would have to say to you personally on it. Father, I just thank You for giving us this time together, for leading us and directing us into this topic, Christ as the mediator. I ask right now, Lord, that You would just fill me with Your Spirit, Your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Lord. Come upon me. Give me wisdom, understanding, knowledge, insight, and don't let me leave out any of the details that You want shared. Everything that comes out of my mouth, Lord, everything that I say, let it be exactly as You would want it said. And for the ears, I pray that Holy Spirit, You will work to open the ears and the eyes of Your people, their spirit, to receive and to get from this message exactly what You want to impart to them. Thank You, Lord. I move out of the way and I invite Your Holy Spirit to teach and to give insight and to bring understanding. We come before You humbly now. We open our spiritual ears to hear You. In Jesus' name, amen. And so here we are, Christ as the mediator. So the word mediator in the Greek is mesites. Mesites. It means mediator, intermediary, a go-between, an arbitrator, an agent of something good. Guaranteeing the performance of all the terms stipulated in a covenant agreement. Intervenes to restore peace between two parties, especially as it fulfills a compact or ratifies a covenant. So the mediator, you have to think of it then as you need two parties. So you have one party and you have another party, and you need a mediator. Okay, so this one in the middle, the blue, becomes the mediator, that is the go-between the two parties. And so in the case of salvation and having union with God, there is man, and then there is God over here. And in the middle, there has always been a mediator between God and man. Why is that? Well, this is because God is holy, he is pure, he is righteous, he is just, he is light, and there is nothing but goodness in him. But because of the fall of man, we are not perfect enough to approach God as we are in our fallen state. So there was always a go-between. There always had to be something given as a sacrifice to God where man could then approach or make his request known to God. And what would have to happen in the Old Testament is they would have to offer up a sacrifice of bulls and rams and goats and many different sacrifices in order to pay for the sin of the land and of the people, in order to make themselves holy and pure enough to approach God. And even then, there was still a mediator. They just knew that they had to actually offer that sacrifice. And so imagine that even today, in Judaism, there is the Day of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur, that just went by, where they confess all their sins and they're offering up the sacrifice for the sins that they have committed. And this is something that they do once a year as a remembrance of giving sacrifice and repentance for their sins, because they cannot approach God without a sacrifice. So we see in Exodus chapter 30 to 22, I'm just going to go ahead and read and go through this really fast because there are a lot of scriptures. It says, "On the next day, Moses said to the people, 'You yourselves have committed a great sin, and now I am going to go up to the Lord, and perhaps I can make atonement for your sins.' Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, 'Alas, this people have committed a great sin. They have made a god of gold for themselves. But now, if you will, forgive their sins. And if not, please blot me out of your book, which you have written.'" So basically, Moses is saying, I'm going to be the mediator here. I'm the go-between. They've sinned. I'm coming to make atonement for their sins. And if you have to kill me to atone for their sins, go ahead and kill me. Is basically, he was sacrificing himself. But Moses is not enough to sacrifice himself for the punishment of the people, because Moses himself was a sinful man. He's not the perfect sacrifice. But this just gives a picture here that he was the go-between, the mediator. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 27, it says, "Go near and hear all the Lord our God says. Then speak to us all the Lord our God speaks to you, and we will hear and do it." So again, the people were not even approaching God to talk to God. They had to send Moses, "You go ask God, whatever he tells you, we'll obey it." So he was forever the go-between between God and the Israelites. Now we know through Christianity that God, in his sovereignty, and in understanding that we could never possibly continue to do this, it's never going to be enough, people. We're never going to be perfect enough. There will not be enough sacrifices to consistently be atoning for our sins. That's why he sent Jesus Christ. That became the final, who became the final sacrifice for all sins, past, present, future, and to release us from that burden. And we see here, even in the Old Testament, this is Isaiah chapter 53, that it talks about Christ being the sacrificial lamb. So, you know, people think of Jesus as only in the New Testament, but the truth is there are references to Christ all over the Old Testament. And there are many, many scriptures that talk about him because we do know it's Elohim. It's the three-in-one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So Christ is all over the Old Testament. He was a part of the whole plan to come to earth and be sacrificed for your sin. So we see in Isaiah chapter 53, this is the Living Bible translation. But oh, how few believe it. Who will listen? To whom will God reveal his saving power? In God's eyes, he was like a tender green shoot springing from a root in a dry and sterile ground. But in our eyes, there was no attractiveness at all. Nothing that makes us want him. It's talking about Jesus here. We despised him and rejected him. A man of sorrows, acquainted with bitterest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way when he went by. He was despised and we didn't care. Yet it was our grief he bore. Our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. So he's making sacrifice for our sins, but we thought that the reason why he went to the cross was his own sins. But he was wounded and bruised for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was lashed and we were healed. We, every one of us, have strayed away like sheep. We who left God's path to follow our own. Yet God laid on him the guilt and sins of every one of us. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he never said a word. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before her shearers is dumb. So he stood silent before the ones condemning him. From prison and trial, they led him away to his death. But who among the people of that day realized it was their sin that he was dying for, that he was suffering for their punishments? He was buried like a criminal, but in a rich man's grave. But he had done no wrong and had never spoken an evil word. But it was the Lord's good plan to bruise him, fill him with grief. However, when his soul had been made an offering for sin, then he shall have a multitude of children, that's us. Many years he shall live again, and God's program shall prosper in his hands. And when he sees all that is accomplished by the anguish of his soul, he shall be satisfied because of what he has experienced. My righteous servant shall make many to be counted righteous before God, for he shall bear all of their sins. Therefore, I will give him the honors of one who is mighty and great, because he has poured out his soul unto death. He was counted as a sinner and bore the sins of many, and he pled with God for sinners. So there it is in Isaiah chapter 53. That's the Old Testament. We have the picture of Christ as the sacrificial lamb. So we see that Jesus is indeed in the Old Testament, and it talks about how he was coming to pay for our sins on the cross. So this is really a prophecy speaking of what would happen in the New Testament. So Christ then became the mediator. Okay, so it says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 to 6. For there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world at just the right time. So now there is only one mediator, and that's Christ Jesus. There's not another mediator. There are no more sacrifices to be made. He became the perfect, perfect sacrifice, and the only one necessary to mediate the covenant between God and man. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13 through 15 says, under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of an heifer could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurities. Just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciences from sinful deeds, so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. That is why he is the one who mediates a new covenant between God and people, so that all who are called can receive the eternal inheritance in God. Can receive the eternal inheritance God has promised them. For Christ died to set them free from the penalty of the sins they had committed under the first covenant. So Jesus came to be the ultimate sacrifice, the one that's going to fix that covenant once and for all. So we have God, we have the mediator, and we have man. And Christ, the mediator, the middle one here, is the one, as the word says, the only mediator between God and man is Christ Jesus. It's him. We don't need Moses. We don't need angels. We don't need the sacrifice of bulls and goats. We no longer need to do that. But here is the good part. Galatians chapter 3, verse 19 through 20. I'm going to read this one, especially the end part, in several different versions. Because I really think after studying this through, that this is the part that God wants us to focus on. Well, it was for me. Maybe for you, you got something else. Okay, it says, Galatians chapter 3, verse 19 through 20. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed, big S, seed meaning son, Jesus, should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Read verse 20 again. A mediator represents more than one, but God is only one. Message translation. What is the point then of the law? the attached addendum. It was a thoughtful addition to the original covenant promise made to Abraham. The purpose of the law was to keep a sinful people in the way of salvation until Christ, the descendant, came, inheriting the promises and distributing them to us. Obviously, this law was not a first-hand encounter with God. No, it was arranged by angelic messengers through a middleman, Moses. But if there is a middleman, as there was in Sinai, then the people are not dealing directly with God. But the original promise is the direct blessing of God received by faith. Verse 20 in the Passion Translation. Now, a mediator does not represent just one party alone, but God fulfilled it all by himself. He doesn't need a mediator. Why? Because God is one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit is Elohim. God is one. Now, a mediator is helpful if more than one party must reach an agreement. But God, who is one, does not use a mediator when he gave his promise to Abraham. A mediator is not used when there is only one person involved. And God has acted on his own. So now I give it to you. God, the mediator, the Son, and you. But these two are actually one and the same. They're the same. Because Jesus is God. God made himself the mediator. He came to earth himself. He sacrificed himself. So that now you don't need a middleman. You can go directly to him. Is that? That is the most beautiful, wonderful news ever. There's only two. Is you and God. There is absolutely no other way to salvation, to eternal life, to a relationship with God, but through Jesus Christ. He is the mediator, and he himself is God. Again. Now, a mediator does not just represent one party alone, but God fulfilled it all by himself. A mediator is not used when there is only one person involved, and God acted on his own. There is no other way but through Jesus Christ. It would be sad for you to climb a wall to get to God and get to the top and realize that you've been using the wrong route the whole time. You never got to God because you never went through Jesus Christ. There is not several ways to God. The only way is through Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Father and I are one. The Father and I are one. They are one. It's the same. So, what we're doing here in this class, all these courses, is to get you into being in a relationship with Him. Just Him. No one else. You and Him. The two. No middleman. And once you get that relationship going through reading the Word and prayer, absolutely no one can take that away from you, because you have direct access to God through Jesus Christ. Elohim, the three in one, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit who now resides in you. That's your whole connection. So that's the message today. And I want you to spend the next week and just start thinking about that, the mediator. And if you never got it before, if you never quite understood that there are not several ways, there is only one way. Because Christ is God. He is one with God. I hope today that you got it. That you can sit with this now and realize there's nothing more for you to do. He came as the perfect sacrifice. Himself. You can't earn this. You can't pray your way into it. You can't study your way into it. There's nothing left for you to do. Once you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you invite the Holy Spirit inside, that's it. You're done. You have given your life and yourself over to Him. There is nothing else left for you to do. You are free. That takes all the pressure off of you. I'm not doing these courses or classes to earn anything from God. I already have everything I need. It's not going to make me more accepted by Him or any less loved by Him. I do it because I love Him and He loves you and He wants me to do this for you. That's why I'm doing it. I don't do it to gain followers or fans or anything else. That's freedom. That gives me the ability to live authentically as me. And that's what He wants you to have too. The ability to be free in Him. You don't have to strive or do anything else to gain anything in life, because He is everything. And once you have Him, you have everything. This is how it works. Anyway, I just pray that blessed you. Boy, it blessed me. I want to pray for you right now. And just sit with that. Sit with that. Read all the scriptures we're going to give you. I'll add some more in the video about Christ being one with God. Yeah. This is the freedom. This is the freedom. It's freeing. It's so freeing. Jesus. God, I thank you. I just thank you. What an amazing plan you have. We can't earn it. We can't buy it. We can't work our way into it. We just have to receive it. And all over again, Lord, I just say thank you. Thank you for giving us freedom. Thank you for the security that this gives us to just cling to you. You're it. You are everything. You are enough. You are enough for us. For everything we need in life, it's all within you. Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice, Jesus. Thank you for welcoming us into the family of God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the connection. I just pray for everyone that's listening right now, Lord, that you will this week just continue to speak to them individually about this message on the mediator, the mediator, the only mediator, which is you, God. It's you yourself. Thank you for the freedom. It doesn't matter what happens after this. This is everything. We love you, Lord, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. There's nothing left to say. Check the description box for all the links, and we'll see you on the next class. Have a great day. Bye.